up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Podcast.
They'll get you feeling good. From 104.5. Horoscopes.
Aries.
You'll have to make a tough decision soon because things won't be clear-cut. They'll be murky and gray. Know that you'll have the confidence to take the initiative and control the situation.
Taurus. Your heart is in a good place to take care of others, and you are going to do so without hesitation.
Gemini.
Although you'll be doing some chores around the house, you'll be spending time with your loved ones. It's going to be a day full of laughter and creating moments.
Cancer.
When you gain back emotional confidence that you've been lacking for a while, you'll feel stronger and more connected to the people around you.
Leo.
Leos, we're going through something difficult and acting silly will help you get through it. Do it regardless of how you feel.
Virgo.
This is your chance to show the world what you are made of. Take some time to celebrate your success at work and have some fun, even though you have a lot on your plate.
Libra.
Plan for the future, Libra. The process will take some time, but once you come up with a plan, you'll be relaxed and ready to start moving forward.
Scorpio.
No matter what you do, you never take a moment to relax. You are going to be reminded of how important it is to just slow down.
Sagittarius.
You are holding on to a lie that's consuming you, so let it go. You'll be glad you did.
Capricorn.
Things will need to change as you are trying to be someone you're not. In the end, you'll realize that who you are is enough to win over the people you need.
Aquarius.
Some things can be useful when used in moderation. They can also cause more problems if they're overdone. Remember that, Aquarius.
Pisces.
It might be a good idea to shop for some items that will assist you in staying organized and planning your days ahead.
There it is. Horoscopes for you Tuesday morning. If you need them again, check out the website, chum1045.com, and click on the Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar page.
Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Wake up.
On Chum.
And do remember that today is... Get it? Today is... Everyone?
Tuesday.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
We should make sure that you knew that because you didn't even know you had Monday off last week.
Yeah. I just kind of follow the crowd. Like, if we say we're going to work, then we're going to work. You guys could totally fool me and say, all right, see you tomorrow, and I would come in on a Sunday.
Yeah. And also...
All right, I'll be here.
Also, being from the States and everything like that, it's next, this coming Monday.
Right.
That is...
Right. This weekend, so, I forgot. We were celebrating the holiday that commemorates the 50th birthday of the Notorious B.I.G. Great holiday, right?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still getting my notes together.
That's right.
5:29 on Chum 104.5. It's Tuesday morning, and hopefully you had a nice, restful, long holiday weekend. Hopefully anything you aimed to do, including shooting Roman candles at your friend, hopefully it went well.
Bridges Bay. Hey, how about the storm? The swath that went right up.
Didn't see that coming. And the funny thing is, when I got the alert on my phone, I completely was like, whatever. Like, oh yeah, a rainstorm's coming. That's what I said in my head until it came.
Yeah.
And it was crazy.
Crazy. Any stuff down in your neighborhood? Like,
nah, not really. There was no trees down or anything in my particular neighborhood. A lot, heavy rain. I saw some hail, and you know.
Did you?
Yeah, baby. The leaves whipping around.
Yeah.
Mostly that. How about in your neighborhood?
I wasn't here. I was in Port. I was in Whitby, and then I went to visit friends in Port Hope. So we were ahead of the storm. So we were on the 401 heading to Port Hope, and they said that's when the alert came.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow. And so we took refuge at this little place called the Social Table in Port Hope, and we had a hamburger as we saw the rain go by. But it was only like sheets of rain, wind, and honestly, guys, maybe 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So we got the out part. It's Uxbridge that really got hit.
Yeah.
And Ottawa.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
They had the worst of it. I was in Collingwood.
Yeah.
And it barely touched us.
Yeah.
So it was strange because I got all the alerts as we were walking in for lunch, and I thought, oh yeah, the sky looks a bit dark, but you know, it'll be okay. And then I started realizing, oh my gosh, it really varied in terms of how severe the storm was.
Yeah.
And it was this wall of wind that just blew through some areas.
Super crazy.
Yeah.
And power is still out in some areas. Mm-hmm. In Ontario, kids aren't going to school today. So, you know, and I have a friend that lives, his family lives in Stouffville, and he had the line of trees that go up the little driveway. Honestly, guys, every one of them came down.
Wow.
Every one of them. Oh. So they were cutting and fixing and doing it. So we hope that nobody got hurt in our listening area, but I just, you know, it's a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm. A lot of damage. And today will be a big cleanup for a lot of people. Hopefully you get your power back.
Yeah.
Marilyn Dennis and and Jamar.
When you wake up.
Mornings on Chum 104.5.
5:56 on a Tuesday morning, long weekend dawn back into the week. Hopefully it felt good to you, and hopefully this week doesn't feel like it's killer long, because you know what happens when we have long weekends? The short week ends up feeling like it's forever. So just
everything
be aware.
Gets jammed into 4 days. Mm-hmm. People want to have a meeting with you at like on Friday, and be going, no, we're supposed to have it on Monday. I know, but we're not having it on Friday. Mm-hmm. Let's not do that. You feel like you got a busy week?
I think I do have a busier week than most. Yeah, this week should probably be a slog.
Is it? Is like, when I woke up this morning, I thought, we have already had our long weekend in May.
I know.
Time is flying. Now, it could be a really busy week, but guys, we're in May. We're going to be in June, like, next week.
Yeah.
Like,
I can't believe it.
How do you guys feel about that? Do you want to put the brakes on a little bit? Yeah. Put the brakes on. Like, I like April. Like, okay, slow it down now.
Stop.
Yeah, pump the brakes. Mm-hmm. Like, just slow it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Now we're zooming through May. You know, come on. June. Don't go fast.
I know. April, May flew so quickly, and we have such a small window for summer weather enjoyment that I'm like, I really just want this pace to slow down a little bit.
I do, too.
I secretly have a little bit of anxiety over the summer, this coming summer.
How come?
Because there's a lot of things coming back to town.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be like, okay, this weekend I got to be pulled in this direction, that direction. It's just going to be a summer of action packing for 2 years. You know, we just kind of did nothing.
Right.
And I got used to it.
Yes,
like,
I know. I did
nothing
too.
To do.
I did too.
You know, just like
so
whatever.
You got to find that thing in your gut to pull yourself up. And you know, you've already, like, you've signed up for something. You said you're going to do it. You have to do it. The time comes, you're going, why did I sign up?
Well, yep.
And I don't know why we do that.
And did I remember how to do these things?
Yeah, I realize now, like, I have two events this week outside of just going to work, which is usually all I would do during the week. And now I basically plan my day in increments of how long until I can get home again and do nothing and be reading. So it's weird to have things again during the week.
No, I hear you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like yesterday was, yay, nothing planned.
Yeah.
But other things are planned.
Like, we pretty much morphed into house cats during the pandemic.
That's exactly what
we did. Now we have to become humans again and do stuff.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
When you wake up.
Mornings on Chum 104.5.
See if I've been texting any bucket list items. Your bucket list, you know the term. The thing that you do, you know, or the things you'd like to do before you
kick the bucket.
Yeah. Bucket list. Do you have any bucket list items? Have you knocked everything off the list yet?
Oh, I put the list on pause. And when you asked that question, I'm like, what do I want to do? And I thought of you guys more than I thought of me. I thought about you want to go deep sea diving again. There's areas you've not gone to.
Yeah. There's places I want to go to.
Like, give us an example.
I want to get to the Great Barrier Reef before that. Before that, buckets.
Yeah.
There's an area in Asia, a place called Tonga, that I want to go to.
I
would like to make it there at some point. That's on my bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. I don't have a whole lot of bucket list items, but it's mostly travel related. Those are two big
places. I think so.
There's another place in Costa Rica that I want to go to too. A place called Cocos. I want to go there.
What about that? Why?
Really great diving. Big congregations of sharks and things that you can see. They're really, really cool life there.
I think if you have something like you have, Jamar, and that you go, okay, I've got this thing, and this is where I went. There's many places for you to go.
Yeah.
And so that's what helps a bucket list.
Yeah.
For me, I'm like, I'm not sure yet. I don't know. I got to think about it.
Mine's all travel.
You go to Japan, don't you?
I really want to go to Japan. I want to spend like a nice chunk of time there, but I also really want to see some of the wonders of the world. I saw Machu Picchu, and I just was so blown away by it that I thought, this is the kind of travel I want to do.
You go down Niagara Falls, it's the eighth wonder.
That's right.
You can do that to start off. Yeah, I think of other people's except mine.
No bucket list items.
I'm sure I do.
There's got to be something you want to do before lights out. One thing. I mean, even maybe it doesn't even have to be big and broad. Maybe it's a type of food you want to eat.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it's something like, you know, that you've never tried before.
Right.
Do you want a bungee jump? I can arrange.
No, I don't want.
Okay.
No, I don't want. No, I don't want.
Skydiving, nothing like that?
No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, that doesn't appeal to me anymore.
No, not anymore. It did at first, and I went, it's okay, I'm good.
A Kilimanjaro climb. Do you want to dunk a basketball? Do you want to finally dunk? I can get a trampoline. No. We can go over to Scotiabank.
I know what I want to do.
Okay.
It's really weird. But I would like to sing backup for Bob Seger.
There it is. There it is.
I think I could be one of the backup singers. They're all a little long of the tooth, and why not me?
That's a...
They can cover up my voice if they want to. I just want to be up there and singing, you know.
That's a nice item. That's a nice item. It's doable.
I don't even know if he's going on tour again.
I mean, it sounds crazy, but it's
why not?
Doable. It can happen if you have the right connections.
Right, okay.
A 19-year-old in Florida was recently arrested and charged with fleeing and eluding officers after not pulling over when she was speeding. Only 19 years old. And after being pulled over, she said that she was speeding and doing all this stuff because on her bucket list was to be arrested.
Nice.
I've never been arrested before.
You ever hear that term? I can't even get arrested.
Right. Well, this'll do it.
Nice try,
right?
19 years old. Give me a break. You're not checking off bucket list items. You're just speeding.
I think so.
If she was like 91, if you flip those numbers around and that's what she said, I'd believe it. But
there were a couple of stories of that where older folks were saying, all right, well, I've never been arrested. I need to get pulled over. I wonder what this is going to be like.
Yeah, or skydiving, too. You know, older people going skydiving?
Yeah.
So that's the arresting and the... Okay, I would have put that with an older person. So then what happened? She got arrested.
Got arrested.
All right.
There's not much more to that than that.
What else could she want after that?
I don't know. Maybe some real goals. I don't know. We'll see what happens. So good luck on those bucket list items.
Yeah.
Chum 104.5.
Wake up. Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Wake up.
On Chum.
Hey, is the term staycation pretty recent, or has it been around for a while? Staycation, that word.
I'd say in the last 10.
Yeah, I feel like I think it's a newer term, staycation. Yeah. And
prior to the pandemic, for sure.
Yeah. Right. But it wasn't always like, we didn't hear people in the 80s talking about staycations. A staycation, and you could weigh in on this if you can relate. Sometimes they don't work like this was to plan out. They sound good in theory, but you take a staycation, meaning like you're going to stay in your area, maybe even in your house, and do vacation-like things in your vicinity. And what usually happens is you end up not feeling like you went on vacation. It feels like you just did more of your everyday things rather than getting a chance to change your just perspective or just even your mood a little bit. And that's what a vacation's supposed to do.
It's supposed to get you out of everything and make you not worry about anything.
Right. So, tell us, last time you did a staycation, did you actually feel like you rested and got some relaxation? Or did you end up just doing all your housework, chores, looking at bills, talking to people on the phone? Was it a real staycation?
I believe if I had a pool, it would be a staycation.
Yeah.
But I don't have a pool. So this weekend is a good example. We went to visit a couple of friends in Ontario for the day. That felt like I got away.
That's good.
Jim and I really enjoyed that. We had lunch out at Port Hope. That was great. We came back on Sunday. That's when the paperwork started.
There it is.
That's when the laundry started. That's when packing for a vacation started. So it was one day out of three. Hard to do. I think I have to remove myself from the house in order to have a staycation.
Yeah, because in the house, there are all these little cues of things that you got to do. Open your fridge. Oh, I need this. I need eggs. Yeah. I got to throw this stuff out. Like, and it becomes not vacation.
I can find stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Do you guys do this when you're up in one room and then you go down to deliver something to another room? You go, and then you attack that room?
Yep.
So that's not a staycation.
No. Nope.
So I had a work vacation.
Yeah, it is functional, and I feel so satisfied after I have long weekend in the city, and you're doing a lot of yard work, or you're cleaning up, or you're organizing a closet. It feels really, really good. But yeah, it's not the same thing. You're not doing nothing. You're not like feet up on the beach. It isn't the same.
No, it's not the same.
You're still you,
and you're still like when you go on vacation. This is what I love. Where are we going tonight for dinner?
Yeah. Right?
Not what are we making today?
What are we making today? Yeah.
Do we have an errand? Should we be seeing this person? Should we be doing that?
We're not doing this well, are we?
My big problem with staycations is because we wake up so early.
Yes.
And anytime I stay home on vacation, inevitably I end up waking up pretty much close to when I usually wake up. And then it feels like I should have just gone to work anyway.
Yeah.
You know, if you're waking up at 7 a.m., talking about your own vacation and you wake up in your bed.
Yeah.
I was like, well, an hour or two ago, I could have just gone to work.
So here,
why am I here?
Here's the thing. Like this, like Saturday and Sunday, I slept in. Yesterday, Monday, I woke up early, like you did. And I'm like, go back to sleep. You can go back to sleep. Then I got up at 6:30. I thought, oh, okay, that's good. Then I think about when I go on vacation and come home, I can't wait to get back to my bed.
I know.
I have a love-hate relationship at home.
Yep.
Welcome to humanity.
Yep.
We are never satisfied.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
And I wake up. The Chum Morning Show.
Background Noise TV. Now, as someone who also works on the TV side, I don't want the TV people to get offended that all the hard work that you do over there just ends up being our wallpaper. And it's fun. I mean, at least we use it, right?
You're on. You're on. You're being recorded. Whether you sit down and watch us, as long as you have us in the room and you're listening to what we're saying, it's like radio with pictures.
Okay.
You know, and sometimes what you do is you stop in your tracks and you go, what?
Yeah.
And you go and look at that thing.
Yeah. I'd like to think that they listen very careful to every word we say.
They don't, but if they go, coming up next, a naked man with candy. Oh, I've been thinking of that one.
Based on the text messages received, I know that that's not the case.
You
said what? I didn't say that. Yeah. What are you listening to?
Not listening.
Anyway.
But you know, that's why teases are so important when we're teasing things. So I'm going to admit to you what I watch in the background.
Okay, so what plays on your television in the background? This is not movies, guys, today. This is television shows. Like, what plays in your background?
Inspector. Sorry, no, you're saying Inspector Gadget.
I was going to say, like, what?
Yeah.
We're going to Marilyn's house.
Inspector Morse.
Okay.
And the Agatha Christie's. Perot.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
And these are old shows I never ever watched, and it takes me a long time to get through. They're 2 hours, guys.
Yeah.
And so if you even leave the room for a second, you could miss like a clue. They're very well done. And I find because the world is so weird.
Yeah.
My husband thinks that I'm liking these shows because I'm solving a problem.
Oh, okay.
And I hope the outcome is the same as the inspector.
Oh, look at that. That is a deep psychological assessment of your of what you're trying to watch. I like that.
Yeah.
You want to solve a problem.
I want to solve a problem. So I go, I know who did it.
Dr. Jim solved that.
Because I go, okay, I did. So I'm on this new one today, and I watch about 20 minutes of it every day, and I'm going to solve the problem before they do.
Okay. Huh.
Anyway, that's my thing.
Cool. Text us at 104.536 and let us know what you have on the background, television show-wise, just as background noise.
There's a lot of people texting in Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
The Office, Friends, Seinfeld. Someone went in a different direction and said CNN.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You like heart palpitations. You like heart issues.
But you know what? If I think about it, when my husband's at home and he's got the TV on, he's got CP24 on the whole
time. Yeah, for sure.
And it's like you weigh in on, like, CNN is a little tougher, but you see what the weather is, you see what the guys are saying, you see the other. So, yeah.
That's like, I have a lot of podcasts on when I'm doing stuff around the house.
Yeah.
So I'll listen to funny ones with, you know, Conan O'Brien's podcast, or I'll listen to in-depth interviews, or sometimes I even listen to like therapy podcasts. I love Armchair Expert, but then sometimes I put on The Daily, which is the New York Times little recap one.
That's a good one.
And it is a really good one, but sometimes I'm like, why am I doing this? This isn't relaxing. What I really need to do is just have Housewives on in the background. Real Housewives, just call it a day.
Yeah. What about you, Jamar?
I've nailed it in terms of leaving SNL on my PVR.
Okay.
So I record all the SNLs, and then just throughout the week, I just let them run. So you're always getting laughs. You're always getting current events with like a funny spin. Mm-hmm. You're always getting a little bit of music. It's like a nice variety pack of all my favorite things.
It's like
SNL.
A variety show.
Yeah, so I just leave SNL on in the background in my house all the time. There's another one I leave on too that I'll give you a good suggestion.
Okay.
Hopefully you'll take it. It's it gives you a combination of scenery and music and also a little escapism. But keep texting your background noise TV shows on your television. 104.536. We're talking after the weekend, Swedish House Mafia.
Chum 104.5.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Toronto's morning show.
We're talking about our background noise television shows. This one that someone texted in today, I love it. 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, yeah.
It's a train wreck. It's every relationship is a disaster. I mean, you have some couples on this show. Do you guys know the premise of 90 Day Fiancé?
Do it again for me because I don't.
So 90 Day Fiancé, you get couples that are mostly from North America paired with people that they've met from foreign countries. You know, places like, you name it, the most outlandish, you know, out there.
Yeah.
That's very North American of me to say. Not that these people... Let's put it this way.
Right.
These people meet each other on the internet mostly. Sometimes they don't even speak the same language.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they'll literally have to have an interpreter, whether it be Google Translate or whatever. Wow. Maybe they do you some hand signals. But for whatever reason, they're in love and they have to do 90 days together. According to U.S. law, you know, 90 days so the other person can get their marriage visa.
I see.
To come over. And then they have to decide after 90 days, will they stay together or not? Every relationship's a train wreck. Some of them stay together, some of them don't.
Do some of them actually stay together?
Some of them do, and then they get spun off into these other shows and incarnations.
Okay.
But it's a full mess. But it's great to just keep on in the background.
I'd also like to add that what network carries this?
TLC, sure.
The Learning Channel.
When did TLC become
the... What is happening?
It should be the Unlearning Channel now.
Really should.
Because we all get dumber every second we watch it. So, anyway, that's one of my favorite.
That's good.
90 Day Fiancé.
There's a lot of people who are texting in The Good Place. There are some people who are texting in Schitt's Creek.
Ted Danson.
Never watched it.
I watched a couple of episodes. It's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny.
I just didn't get, you know when you know a show's really good, but you just don't get invested in it?
Sure.
Uh-huh. That was a good place. That was a good show.
Yeah. Okay.
Someone else said Stephen Colbert, and I realized that one of mine would also be John Oliver.
Okay.
Yeah, I leave his stuff on in the background a lot.
What's up with Schitt's Creek? Is that great for background noise?
Yeah, it's cozy.
It's cozy. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Cozy viewing.
Okay. Cozy and funny.
You don't have to watch it very carefully?
No.
To get in?
I don't think so.
You can pick it up.
But you do stop in front of the TV if you're doing something. You go, okay, I gotta see that again.
Agreed.
Because you hear Dan Levy say something and you go, what? So that's what that is.
I also leave Ina Garten on. I have YouTube. Like, I'll put YouTube on and I'll just leave Ina Garten on YouTube for hours.
Okay.
It's so relaxing.
Speaking of YouTube, I love the travel shows on YouTube.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have these travel shows that are just people with drone cameras.
Yeah.
And they just take you through places. You can do Amsterdam. You could do Jamaica. You can do Iceland, and it's just literally drone footage of people just flying their drone. I've toured New York City, not that I need another tour of that place, but I've toured the entire city drone footage.
If you got a Peloton and sat on the Peloton, I went to Portugal this week.
Yeah.
You can go for 60 minutes.
I know, but then I would be burning calories. That's against my religion.
It's all drone. I love it.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
I got some scene points to burn. I might actually do the Top Gun today.
Oh, my gosh. Today is opening day, isn't it?
Yeah, Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, my gosh. So Tom Cruise is back at it. He doesn't look like he's aged at all.
No, he's got one hell of a serum.
Yeah.
And he's got a knack for persuasion. 4 years ago, Tom Cruise convinced James Corden to skydive for a Late Late Show skit. Now he's gotten James Corden to do something even more terrifying.
That's right.
To actually go up in the air in a plane piloted by him, Tom Cruise. Take a listen.
I'm going to go up in a 75-year-old plane with someone who isn't a pilot. Okay, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, yeah.
Oh, my God. Is that a kill? I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit.
Okay,
I'm still going to be flying quite close to the top of this mountain. Remember, we're in a dark place. That is a mountain. What are we doing? Come on.
There's a lot of swearing. There's a lot of I'm going to hurt you. Tom is 59, by the way, and James is 43. They boarded a small aircraft headed to the desert, and then that's when Tom revealed he was going to be flying in this fighter jet. He got his license in 94. James is like looking at this thing and cannot believe. And they are, and we all watched this together, the nail-biting maneuvers.
Yes.
Like the tops of trees, a pretend dogfight, dropping, flipping, going
in between rock formations.
Yeah, I mean, that
This is fully what you would see at the air show on the lake here.
So
I can't believe Tom Cruise was doing this.
Yeah,
I can't believe it.
So it says here, Tom terrifies James Corden. We were terrified.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being in that vintage plane with a guy that... plays this kind of role on the big screen, and you're actually in it. But listen, he's so sure of himself, Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I just saw this and just I'm sorry, but all I could think about was the Oprah's couch incident.
Yes.
And
yes.
I was like, my life's in this guy's hands? Yeah. I don't think so.
Well, I think James Corden said best. He said, with all due respect, you played a lawyer in A Few Good Men. I wouldn't want you to represent me in court. Right? Like,
right.
But yeah, Tom Cruise was his pilot. You have to see this footage. We should, can we tweet a piece?
I'm
going to
tweet it right now. Yeah. It's so impressive. I mean, I know that we've always talked about how Tom does his own stunts on like Mission Impossible and everything, but yeah.
Okay, the other thing is some of the guys in the actual sequel were interviewed over the weekend, and they had to go through training, like physical training. They had to put so many hours in a plane. They had to do all this stuff. And I'll tell you, a lot of them pee-pee their pants.
Yeah.
Yep.
And like, or either lost it one way or, and they're young guys and they go, we don't know how he does it.
Wow.
Without having some kind of, one guy said.
Some kind of tube or catheter or something.
Right, right. One guy said, I didn't drink anything for 24 hours so that when I got up in the plane, that nothing would happen. And still something happened. He said, so I'm telling you, this guy is hardcore, that Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm excited to see the movie.
Me too.
Got to be seen on the big screen, right?
Got to. That's one for the big screen.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Let me know.
Trending in Toronto and all across Ontario is Saturday's storm still. The damage from this storm system is being described by hydro crews as simply beyond comprehension. Now, power has been restored to most homes that lost service in Toronto, but a lot of other parts of the province are still in the dark 2 days later. Winds hit up to 132 kilometers an hour in parts. Trees just ripped up by their roots. You could see it all over roads, and you could see power lines just snapped. As many as 10 people lost their lives in this storm. So they said that it knocked hydro service out for around 500,000 people. And I think around 182,000 are still without power today. The town of Uxbridge, where I think they probably got hit the worst, has declared a local state of emergency due to storm damage. They need some extra help coming in with the cleanup because it's going to take a while there. Yeah. 8 public schools in Durham region will also remain closed due to power outages in their areas. Really, this only lasted about an hour, but the path of destruction that this storm left behind just cannot be overstated.
I, for one, am thankful that I got that alert. You know, at first when I got it and I read it, I was like, rainstorm, and you know, I was like, what's going on? And just like clockwork, shortly after that alert went off on my phone, torrential downpour, wind like I've never seen, and then, you know, it was on and gone, but look at all the destruction. So it looks like they were warning. I mean, they were definitely warning us about something significant.
They were. You're not the only one who kind of saw this and wondered how severe it would be. Was it severe enough to get an alert, this emergency alert system activation? Because that's not very normal. You know, we have it for tornadoes and stuff sometimes, but I think a lot of people weren't quite used to this. Now, meteorologists are saying that as we see more extreme storms become part of the norm for us, especially in the summer months, it's going to be a very good idea to not only use this emergency warning system for everybody on their phones, but to pay attention to it. Because if the people who, I guess, were on social media saying that I got the alert and I paid attention and I went inside right away, or I made an effort to move things indoors, make sure pets, make sure kids, make sure everybody was inside safely, you know, who knows what would have happened if they didn't respond as quickly as they did. So it's interesting, though, because then there were always the people who, like, they call in and complain. Stop doing that.
Well, for us to get a weather emergency alert is very unusual. Mm. And that's why it's like, oh, that's why I was on the highway with Jim. Yeah. We were heading to Port Hope and went, oh, this isn't good.
Yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, we got off the highway as soon as we could because when we looked behind us, we could see dark clouds. Mm-hmm. But it was going to hit our area and it did.
Yeah. And I mean, I was in Collingwood and I got the alerts on my phone while I was heading in for lunch. And it wasn't really very severe there. But, you know, just in the surrounding areas, it was. And you never know. They're unpredictable. That's the point of sending up the emergency alert.
That's right.
And also, just please don't call the police and complain about getting it. Like, that's just not cool.
Yeah.
SNL was trending all weekend because we know that Kate McKinnon and Pete Davidson were leaving, but they were among the 4 cast members who left. So A.D. Bryant and Kyle Mooney also bowed out. This is the show's 47th season. So they had their season finale. Natasha Lyonne was the host. And losing these 4 cast members is going to leave a pretty serious void in that lineup.
Like, hearing hints that Pete Davidson was going to leave on the show, I got that. I didn't hear about the others at all.
Yeah.
And then, so is that a surprise to all of us?
Well, I think that, it's one of the biggest cast shakeups in years.
Yeah.
And so I do think that the number of people was surprising. It's also hard to say because Pete Davidson, due to his headline, friendly nature, sure, now that he's dating Kim Kardashian, all the drama with Kanye West, his announcement of his departure kind of felt like it eclipsed everybody else's news, which is too bad because, Kate McKinnon's been there forever and it's just so hilarious.
She's great.
She's so good. So is Aidy Bryant. So is Kyle Mooney.
Her skit in the beginning with her departure on the alien ship afterwards was great.
So good.
Inspired me to shave, too.
So I think it's not to say that people didn't know. It's just maybe that it got lost in the mix of all the Pete Davidson headlines.
I didn't even hear a rumor that they were leaving. By the way, she's going to be in Kate McKinnon, the new Barbie movie.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I'm actually kind of excited to see that.
Barbie movie, yeah. Okay, well, they got other stuff happening, so they'll be fine.
So we don't know about the new cast announcements as of yet, but we will see because the season's over and they're going to have to figure it out before next year.
Wow. Mm. All right.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Chum 104.5.
Get up.
Is wedding season a term anymore? Does it not matter? Because just everyone just wants to get married all the time.
They do because of, they were all delayed, right? So they are booked 2022, 2023. Doesn't matter what weekend.
Well, this would be the traditional wedding season now.
Sure.
But if you are, and you probably are, planning to get it done, Paige is someone on TikTok who's been getting a lot of views on her Things I Learned from Wedding TikTok video. Mm-hmm. These are the little tips and hacks just by watching TikTok that Paige has acquired to make a wedding or the wedding day a bit easier for you. Maybe you can relate to these. Take a listen.
Don't tip any vendor before receiving a product from them. So essentially anything that would normally take you 5 minutes, like getting dressed, is now going to take you 30 minutes on the day of the wedding. The third is that they have an envelope moistener. That's a thing. You don't have to lick the envelopes for your save the dates and invitations. Number four, do a calendar for your guest book and have guests put their message on their birth date on the calendar. So then you actually have their birth date on your calendar and a message from them that you will actually use. The next one is to do a signature cocktail during your getting ready period.
Okay, which one? I don't know which one. They're all so good.
Okay, that last one where she said to have a signature cocktail during your getting ready period. Yeah. I also co-sign on signature cocktails in general at a wedding versus like a blanket standard open bar. It's a little easier. I did that. It's a little easier to manage.
What did you do?
We had a cocktail hour that was Bellinis, actually.
Nice.
It was beer, wine, and then Bellinis was like the cocktail hour immediately after the wedding. You want to rush people right down to get drinks. And then we had wine and beer available during dinner. And then I think there were four signature cocktails available during the reception, again, in addition to wine and beer. Okay. And everyone loved them. It kept things super simple for the bartenders. Sure. It makes things easier to stock, and you can set your budget very, very accurately.
Oh, that's cool.
We ran out of Aperol Spritz, but we have Bellinis left. Now, what's the thing with the birthdays, guys? What was that all about?
Is this so that you could, on their birthday, wish them a happy birthday, remind them birthday?
Yeah. It's on the calendar?
Yeah.
People have like a guest book?
Sure.
And everyone signs the guest book?
Yes.
She said, make your guest book a calendar and ask that the guest sign and leave their little note for you on their birthday.
That's a good one.
That's a great one.
That's a really, you get two birds with one stone.
That is so good.
Smart.
That's so good. Here's the thing about TikTok. Is it just me that people also they sound the same and they talk really, really fast?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the TikTok videos have a time limit.
I know.
So everyone's trying to fit everything into the time.
Yeah, you could have fit three and I would have been happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's like they all sound the same.
Yeah, they do.
The voices are all the same.
A resounding thumbs up from Canada Post on the envelope moistener.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know that one already.
Yeah.
Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up. On Chum.
Oh boy, New York leads in a lot of things. Just the way they do things, and then when they want something, they get it, and when they don't want something, they get rid of it. How about at 50th Street and 7th Avenue? That is the last what, Jamar?
The last payphone in all of New York City.
Bye-bye.
50th and 7th Avenue.
That's right, payphone. Thank you. Now what are we going to do with this song? Anyway, people go, what's that? Payphone crews removed the last working phone booth in New York City. And guess how many there were in the city prior to the last one being removed? I'll tell you, there were 8,000.
Yeah. They were everywhere.
Yes.
They were everywhere. They when I was really young, you literally had to leave your house with a pocket full of quarters so that you could get to a payphone. And if you needed to, you know, call somebody, we had a thing where, you know, certain payphones had the number on that little white strip underneath the receiver.
Yep.
So you could tell somebody, like, yo, call me at this time on this number, and I will be at that payphone.
That's how you connected with people.
That's how you connected with people.
I remember going to Pittsburgh, and my mother saying, use the payphone in Pittsburgh to find out, like, when you arrived from the bus in Pittsburgh so I know where you are.
Yeah.
So that's that. That's the big connector. So 8,000 of them. Childhood memories for Jamar being from New York City.
Yeah, 7th and 50th Avenue. There's 50th Street?
It's 50th Street and 7th Avenue.
That's, like, right on the edge of Times Square going toward, like, it's Midtown, essentially.
So a couple reasons why that. They've been, by the way, that's been removed to now the last two payphones are like their twin payphones to the Analog Museum. It's a city, Analog City Museum exhibition. So what killed the payphone? Well, first of all, the iPhone did. Mm-hmm. And secondly, people were really abusing it and they were really kind of messing up with them and just like trashing them. So that's part of the reason they get rid of them. In its place, of course, we have the iPhone, but they've got this Link NYC digital billboard. And they've taken their place offering free Wi-Fi hotspots in the city and a place to charge your iPhone. And the number, I'm not going to go through the numbers, of how many people who have joined this is incredible. Mm-hmm. So you're never without Wi-Fi. You're never without a place to charge your phone. You know, it's all pretty good.
Oh, that's great.
Really thin billboards. You know, like it would be like our posters.
Yeah, like the digital billboards. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. That's where you can do that.
This is what we need more than a payphone these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you know, what we don't need is another germ station, really.
That's right. Now,
that's what we
were laughing. It's right. It was like, ugh. Every time they picked up the phone, I had to Kleenex and I was wiping it down. But on that note, that's how I feel about ATMs outside. But anyway, on that note, we talked about a payphone, a Bell payphone up in Algonquin. And there's a reason why it's still there, because there's no Wi-Fi service up there.
Yeah, there's none. There's no cell reception. And if you have an emergency and you're out camping, you're going to need that payphone.
You use your credit card. I don't know if it has coin, but you can use a credit card.
I thought there were payphones still in certain Toronto subway stations also.
Oh, man.
Because every once in a while I'd see them and I'd be like, look at this. Hey, look at you here.
Yeah. Can you remember the last time you used a payphone?
No. Oh, my gosh. Would have been like middle school or something.
Something like that.
I can't remember the last time I've gone to a phone booth, thrown a coin in it, and used it.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
That's a great question. I can't even recall.
I literally can't recall. If anybody can tell us the last time you used a payphone, you can text us 104536.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
Woodbine Park and the beach in general this weekend, just kind of a surprising hotbed of criminal activity. It starts on Sunday night. 19 people have now been charged, including 10 minors, after this violent incident breaks out. It's in the beach, you know, Woodbine Beach, when you kind of are heading towards the Olympic swimming pool down there near Ashbridges Bay. So they had this period of several hours where multiple incidents, including a shooting, a stabbing, and two reported robberies at gunpoint take place. And there's, of course, people who are setting off their own fireworks. The official fireworks display that usually happens on Victoria Day was last night, but this was on Sunday. And so police officers are called. 7 police officers were injured, and some of the injuries pretty serious. You know, an officer broke his leg while he was responding to the shooting. People were firing those Roman candles and other types of fireworks directly at people in the park, and then when the police showed up, they started aiming them at police, and so they burned some police officers.
That is insane.
Burned a police officer in his face.
Insane. When I hear the average age of some of the people down, I'm like, whose kids are these?
Yeah.
Where are the parents?
It's unfortunate.
Ages ranging from 14 to 26 years old, and as I said, 10 of the 19 charged are minors. So under the age of 18, like this is not good. And I grew up in that area of the beach. And I will say, you know, every year there were always disruptions around fireworks, you know, day. And it would happen. People get together in the park. They would, you know, drink a bit. And so it looks like that's what happened. But it's pretty serious this time. And then yesterday, they had the official fireworks show. And it's the first time in 2 years they've held it because of the pandemic. And so it was supposed to be this big, exciting thing. And then somebody winds up getting stabbed last night as well, even though they had this really elevated police presence after the incident on Sunday night. So police are saying, you know, anyone with any information about anything that happened this weekend over at Woodbine Park, you know, call 222-TIPS and reach out and let them know.
Awful.
But it's just bizarre. And then it kind of spread out into, like, I'm on Facebook groups for the east end of the city as well, like Leslieville and Riverdale, and people complained about vandalism, people shooting fireworks off of their porch. Obviously, that's a fire hazard. So that was kind of an annoying thing for the city that they were having to deal with over and over again. Conan O'Brien has been trending. He is, oh man, I just love this for him. Conan O'Brien, you probably know him. He did Late Night with Conan O'Brien for years and years. And then he took over the Late Show. And it was this whole thing where he took over from Jay Leno, and then NBC yanked it out from under him kind of unceremoniously. They tried to put Jay Leno back in for the first half an hour of the show, which is the most coveted time slot.
Yeah.
And then they gave it to Jimmy Fallon. And it was really difficult for him. You know, Conan went on tour. He did live tour shows because his agreement meant he couldn't actually be back on the air before he signed with TBS.
Right.
Honestly, he's been through it. But he has a great attitude, and he stuck it out, and he found his way. He does these amazing tours, like tour specials where he'll go to other cities and other countries. It's amazing. Now he has signed a $150 million deal with SiriusXM.
$150 mil.
Yep.
That's sold big cash.
He sold his digital media company. It's called Team Coco. And it's kind of interesting. So they get his podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. And they also get a bunch of other podcasts that his team puts on. And he signed a 5-year talent agreement. He's going to do a comedy channel. He's got 50 staff who just work on digital media for him. It's really,
Wouldn't
really.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
It's a good idea.
It is a good idea.
So wait. So he underneath this umbrella, not only his podcast, he's got other people in his family of podcasts.
Yeah, he does one with Rob Lowe called Parks and Recollection.
Ah.
He does one with a comedian named Nicole Byer called Why Won't You Date Me?
I know Nicole Byer.
She's very funny.
Yeah.
She has a great voice.
Yeah.
And he has signed this 5-year talent agreement, so it's pretty interesting.
This is so great.
And he pivoted, and it's funny, in his press release, he said, well, when I started in television, my ultimate goal was to work my way up to radio.
Hey, no shots at radio, but that's funny.
I know it is funny. And I just like the fact that, you know, it's like this long form conversation. It's really done well for him. And I think a lot of people, when they heard in the entertainment world, oh, Conan's doing a podcast, okay, like kind of that sympathy tone took over.
Yes.
Who's laughing now?
Yeah, no, that's the thing.
He saw a bigger play.
He did. He's very, very savvy when it comes to this stuff. And if you hear him in interviews, he said he's always just kind of followed what he wants to do, what he thinks is funny, and hopes that people follow. And clearly, they are, to the tune of $150 million.
Yep. Stay true to himself. I like that.
Good stuff, Conan.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
When you wake up.
Mornings on Chum 104.5.
And here we go. Now, I know that put a smile on your face.
Big one.
Put it up. Lydia, put it up, man. It's a song we don't hear enough of. Why am I playing this song? One of the earliest known VHS copies of Back to the Future,
which I still have. Auction.
Okay. Is it near mint condition?
It's nowhere near mint condition.
Okay.
It's like all eaten up and...
Okay. If it was in near mint condition, not in the package,
yeah.
What do you think the cost of it would be? What would be the current bid?
The current bid for a mint condition of Back to the Future,
yeah,
the box set or just
VHS
or just one? I'd put that at about $250 right now.
$20,000.
Whoa! Wait a second. I was way off.
What?
$20,000 for an unopened copy.
That's why I'm mentioning it.
Oh boy!
Back to the Future VHS 1986. I don't know what this means, so help me through this one.
Sure.
VGA 80+ NM horizontal overlap.
This is the screen resolution.
Okay. So it's white MCA home video watermark MCA home video. Anyway.
Wow.
That's what I thought. Oh, this is nice. And I look it up on how much. The current bid is $20,000, okay? He's looking for $25,000. Right now, someone's coming kind of weighing in at $21,000. But it's just amazing how much heritage means to so many people. And who's got a VHS machine?
What are you doing with this? Are you just framing it?
I don't know. It's over to you, Jamar.
What am I doing? I have the box set right now.
Okay.
Wait a second.
What's that word?
Wait a second.
This is what I'm saying.
I just figured something out. I need to leave. Can we end the show right now? I need to go home and go do something.
I mean, it is 8:56.
Okay.
Okay.
I might talk to you guys tomorrow. Maybe I won't.
Maybe you'll be calling us from, I don't know, Jamaica.
From Malibu.
Malibu. Yeah.
Guys, but anyway, we have to talk.
First of all, I just want to say this. That song puts a smile on everybody's face, including Richie Cavalera.
Well, that movie was such a cultural moment. So many things came out of that movie and that franchise alone. I mean, every kid wanted to ride a skateboard, play a guitar, wear a... wear a bubble vest and be called Calvin Klein by their mom. Got it. All good stuff.
Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.